Dr. Jay Gordon is here. It's Therapy Thursday, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions, specifically Liz's New Year's resolution.
I'm sure there's many people just like me that are doing the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah, you had some great resolutions, and I think that the ones you brought up are pretty...
Well, they all go together, right. You know, in terms of accepting myself the way I am now and being okay with that, yet striving to be healthier and take off some of the pounds.
Yeah, it all sounds good. I think one of the first steps, if we're going to work on the resolutions, and we're going to do it on the air and see how you do, and all the listeners will be watching and listening.
Yeah.
Not watching, listening.
No stress there. No pressure.
Yeah, no, what would be, let's choose one goal. Maybe the eating healthy or the exercise one, just because it's a little bit harder, easier to measure. The
happiest one is... Oh, well, exercise I always do, so that's not really a new goal. I just want to keep up with it. So let's make it the eating then.
The eating one. Okay. So I think the first step that we're going to do, you need to be pretty clear on what the goal is. So, you want to write it down. Can you say more specifically what the goal is?
And it is to eat smaller portions and stick with healthy food. Cut out a lot of the sugar.
No cakes, candies, cookies, ice cream.
Fried stuff. Maybe have a half a cheat day. For pizza or ice cream with the kids, because on the weekend, the weekends with the kids when we're out having fun is my real weakness.
Okay, I'd recommend the full cheat day. One day is just forget about it.
Thank you, Dr. Gordon. I loved you.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about dieting here.
Can you imagine if there was one cheat day a week for relationships? Whoa.
There isn't, by the way.
All right, so let's talk about, I think, the two crucial pieces for you to meet this goal. First thing, I want you to write it down as specific as you can. So no fried food, one cheat day, six small meals a day, no cakes, cans of cookies, ice cream, high sugar foods. Pretty clear in your head.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that some studies have shown correlate with success with these types of things is your belief you can do it, believe it or not. So what's your faith in yourself? Do you think you can do it? Some people just know they're going to do it, and it's one of those self-fulfilling prophecy things again.
That's how I am. When I do it, I know I'm going to do it.
What's annoying about you.
But the same thing in reverse is true. When I'm off that diet, I'm way off it. I go one way or the other. You know?
And that's what saves you, because you tend to be so perfect when you're on a diet that people that have a bad day can't relate to you anymore, because you never have a bad day once you put your mind to
something. Once I'm in it,
However, when you go off it, you are so
bring it on.
That it reminds us about that you're human.
Bring it. Let me tell you something about when I go off it. They actually close the Entenmann's place when they see me coming down the street. All right, so you're going to be specific, right?
All right, so Liz,
I have to believe in myself. I have to believe that I can do it.
Well, how about when we talk right now, if you think about next week and this, what you just wrote down, what comes to mind? Like, this is going to be, this cake, I'm going to get it? Or does it come to mind like, there's no way? Or what's your immediate automatic thought, vision of in your mind?
That I can do it, that I can stick with it.
You're pretty committed.
Yes.
You got it. Okay.
I got it.
All right. So that's really important, because everyone, you got to keep reminding yourself of that as time goes on.
Okay.
If you start to lose, I never keep to a diet. It's so hard for me. I just don't have the discipline. Lou has the discipline. I don't have discipline. Those are all labels that we all have in our heads, and you got to watch out for it, because it becomes what happens. What you believe. So the label. If you are someone who is disciplined, who can be committed, give me a goal that you set and you've kept and have still kept. Can you think of one right now?
For how long?
Just one that you were proud of yourself. You stuck to something. You just said you exercise.
Yes.
Okay. When did you make that commitment?
I've done it for years, but I've fallen off the exercise wagon. You know what? Last January and February, I got so caught up in the cold of the winter that I decided to take the whole winter off from exercising. And I felt so bad from that I swore I wouldn't do that this January and February. So I have been exercising straight through since last spring.
Okay. So remind yourself of how you are someone who sets a goal and sticks to it. That's part of who you are.
Okay.
So that's very important.
Dr. Gordon, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're going to take a break in a second. A quick question for you. If you are the kind of, let me word this the right way. Are you better off being honest with yourself? Like, let's say somebody's listening in the car right now and they're like, I want to say that I can do it. I want to be confident, but deep down I know I'm afraid I'm not going to do this. Is there a way that people who just deep down know that they can't do it, can address it and address it in a better way?
Sure. We got to be careful about, this is coming back to some old topics. You know, we can't control outcomes. We can't be guaranteed we're going to do it because we don't ever know how things are going to ultimately turn out. We can't be, we're not perfect. But the idea is how you see yourself and what memories of yourself that bring to mind and what emotional feelings you have when you bring up certain thoughts in your head. And I think anybody can be successful to a degree. They're not going to be 100% successful. Nobody is. So it's all a matter about how they see themselves.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We come back. You know, we got Liz rolling on this. We are going to find out what I need to do to help Liz.
You sound so excited about that.
I hope it works out.
Okay.